I am not enough.
Media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, XRPRadio.co.uk in the United Kingdom, And then we head over to Canada with altrockradio.ca. And the west coast of the United States with rudaroo.radio.com. And on our sister site, buildthescene.com/radio. This is episode number 501. And with me tonight are Jessica, Brian, and Ryan from Demetis. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
There's a little delay on that.
I know, right?
We might need to adjust the board. So let's start off with a cliche question. Where did the name Demetis come from?
Ooh. So we used to have a different band name, and that one used to get us a lot of just a lot of controversy. So like, we were trying to find a name that didn't have any meaning, so nobody could hold it against us to whether they would like our music or not like our music. So I was going down spider species names because I like spiders, and I took a part of a spider species and like took a piece of that scientific name out and like formed the band name Demetis.
Okay, so now that brings up another question. What made you do that?
Like which part? Like the
what? Why? Like what made you think to go look at scientific names?
I don't know. Like it was just like I was going down like trying to find, I don't know, anything to do with the names with spiders, like different spider species. So it was just like none of the spider names sounded cool. So I was just like looking up even like just rare spiders, like the science part of it. I don't know. It was just like in desperation of something to, so nobody could ever like hold it against me.
Yeah, we wanted to be a spider theme, but we didn't want to be like, oh, we're Black Widow.
Yeah. You know, like,
well, then Marvel might come after you.
Yeah.
Because like I know what that is, but that's because I teach science. Middle school science. That's the only time that I've ever used it. Like, I've never used it in my personal life. That's why I was like, why would you do that?
I always love science, but it's just like, you know, going down blue cobalt tarantulas. It's like, you know, I wanted something more rare. So I like went down the scientific names of them. And instead of like, you know, rose hair tarantula, you know, it's like, yeah, I had to really find something unique to really be able to use it for a band name.
Because we've also run into a lot of other bands that have names that other bands already have. So we want something that means something to us, but also something that wouldn't be taken.
That makes perfect sense. And for the record, well, let's do this. Who's your favorite superhero, since I mentioned Marvel?
Oh, geez.
I don't have, well, Spider-Man, I guess. I was more like on the villain side.
Yeah.
Well, you can do super villain if you
want. Okay, I always liked Poison Ivy. Like, I just love plants, so.
Anybody else want to tackle that one?
I like Venom. Because
that's an easy one. You wait until we get a little further into this.
Well, I like Venom.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I like the Penguin.
A little bit of both. Some DC and some Marvel. Mine is Spider-Man.
That's awesome.
If I'm flipping through my social studies book and I find Demetis in my social studies book, what will that page be about? See, I told you the superhero one was easy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. That could go in so many different directions because we're all into pretty much everything. Like, we like have so many hobbies and we're like, I don't know, we like so many different things, so this page could be filled of like everything possible. Like,
I think if you had to like pick one thing, it would probably be like hillbilly living.
Yeah, we're big hillbillies.
Like, we don't look like it or sound like it, but some of the stuff we've done. Yeah, we definitely fit in that category.
Okay, then. If Demetis had a movie made about them, Who would play each of you in the movie?
Oh, I have to say Liam Neeson for Brian.
I'm an old man.
Do you have a certain set of skills?
Yes. I just always feel like he's always like, like super, super like on edge, like bodyguard mode. Like he's just like, he's just like always like paying attention to his surroundings and like, he's like bodyguard mode. So that like, I would say Liam Neeson for Brian.
Has he trained any vigilantes? Because you know, Liam Neeson trained Batman.
That's true.
Who would you guys say would play me?
Oh,
I don't know. Joan Jett.
Yeah, I think it would have to be Joan Jett. She was in a movie before, so she kind of counts.
And then for Ryan. I don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm thinking, like, maybe that guy that played the big bearded dude in Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Hagrid.
Hagrid. Yeah. He'd have to have the beard.
I can't think of his name. The actor's name.
Better for you, cause...
Yeah, definitely Hagrid, the guy who played Hagrid. Like, but he has to have a beard to play Ren.
I would like to see these guys in a band.
Robbie Coltrane.
That's him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's apparently he's confined to a wheelchair now.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
So I don't know. I might have to pick a different one.
So I asked these movie questions in the last episode. So I'm going to try and not double up too many questions, but I am going to ask this other one. If you were in the movie Almost Famous and you were assigned your first article to write about a band that you had to follow around, which band would you want to follow around?
I'd want to follow around 10 years just because the dudes are so cool and they skateboard and stuff. And, well, Jess and I skate. Brian's a biker. He's one of those guys. But.
Who would you follow around, B?
I'm still thinking you two, you say.
I'd follow around my latest obsession, which is Star Set. Like, I don't know, like, my choice would probably change as it goes. But, like, right now, currently, like, the band Star Set would be, like, somebody that I would want to follow around. Just because I love their new CD.
I might be wrong here, but didn't you just play with them in New Ken?
No.
That was Starkill.
Okay.
Which they were really cool people. I love Starkill. They were awesome to play with.
Now, if I had to choose one band, I mean, they're kind of not around no more, but it would have been Mudvayne.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I would want to learn off Ryan Martini.
Oh, yeah. That's a good answer.
I'd want to just play with him and pick his brain and just play with him. That's all I want to do. try to pick up on some of his skills.
So I mentioned a venue. So let's go with a venue question. If you could open for any internationally touring band, who would you want to open for and at what venue?
Oh,
I'd say to choose a venue would be like KeyBank Pavilion, because that place is just...
It's called the S&T.
Okay, S&T.
Music Center.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, it's Star Lake.
Oh. I was about to say, wait, is not Pepsi Star Lake anymore?
Whatever. They changed the name so much. I'd want to play at PPG Paints Arena.
Ooh, I changed my answer. We're changing. That's the venue. Okay, PPG is the venue. But what's the band?
Wow. I'd have to pick a band that would play at PPG. Big enough.
3 Days Grace played there. But it has to be the original vocalist.
Yeah. I don't know.
I saw them live years ago at an X Fest.
I love Adam. Like, He's like one of my favorite vocalists.
I'd want to play with Papa Roach.
Oh yeah, I like Papa Roach too.
I think I'd choose Korn.
Ooh, I'd choose Korn too.
Okay, we're open.
We'll just settle with Korn. Like, I think we all three can agree on Korn.
Yeah, I think our band would be a good mix with Korn.
Yeah. We didn't get to meet them when we played with them before.
What has been your favorite venue that you've played at? I could make it harder. I could ask you which one was your least favorite, and then you can burn some bridges.
That was easy.
Yeah, but then you burn bridges. Don't go with that.
Yeah, I don't want to burn bridges. But we'll just say there's a certain venue that we dislike because it has like so many stairs.
That's funny. I'll do it for you. I think its initials are SM.
Ding ding.
I mean, it's a cool place. It's a super cool place. It really is. But holy crap,
the stairs are just the start of it.
Yeah.
In case you haven't guessed, it's come up a few times on the show.
Thank goodness we're not the only ones.
I think my favorite venue. I mean, we only played there once, but KeyBank, probably KeyBank or whatever it's called now, Star Lake. That was really cool. But dang. Altar Bar was my favorite.
Yeah. That's
Altar Bar, yeah, Altar Bar. I really liked it, my place.
Man.
And then we played at this club in Missouri called Rockin' R. That place was really nice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's too many good ones to choose. But it's all the ones that don't have, like, really, really steep stairs to go up.
But then there's, like, I don't want to name, like, this other bad one, but there's this one that we played up. And was it north of Pittsburgh? I don't know. Either way, but this magical venue that we won't like name what it is, just the people there, like, just didn't care to move out of your way when moving your gear in between.
Oh,
and
I was in Polish Hills.
And it had it had like no sound guide there to run, and it's just like people weren't very nice on like even when you're like excuse me, it's just like people stood there like to block your way on purpose and just looked at you like I'm not moving.
Now I'm trying to figure out where you're talking about.
Starts with a G.
She's B.
Well, I don't care.
with a G?
Yeah. It rhymes with goose.
Well, does it? Oh yeah.
and it has an I at the end because you really gave that one away.
It, kind of.
Like if a goose were to ski.
Yeah.
And it's like goofy little things that like it's not necessarily the venue itself. Like when we find these ones that we dislike, there's like a certain thing about the venue that we dread. And you know, like the stairs or at this place, the lack of parking and the fact that the locals that are there will not move and like you're trying to unload and get out of there. You're pretty much stuck there till they're closed before you can get all of your equipment out.
Yeah, it was just like a lack. It was just like very disrespectful because it's like you're just, you know, you're telling them like, excuse me, like nicely. And then it's just like people looked at you like, I'm not moving. And a lot of them didn't move. So it was like, I don't know. I just don't like people who disrespect me. Like, it's not very nice.
Yeah, that show we had to park four blocks away. Like we blocked one lane to unload, and then I couldn't find parking, so I parked four blocks away, and then had to go get the van.
You come upon that magical bench that everybody talks about, where you can sit for an hour and talk to anybody you want, living or dead. What musician would you want to sit on that bench with, and what would you talk to them about?
I would choose Randy Rhoads. Just because he's always been like one of my favorite guitar players, and I would just sit there and take as much knowledge as I can out of him on just improving my guitar playing skills.
Yeah, I'd probably choose Carter Buford, the drummer from Dave Matthews Band. He's like 60 years old. He looks like he might be 30, but like dude always has a smile on his face, and he's like so full of knowledge. I just love to sit there and just talk to him.
Now, if I had to choose anybody, I would probably want to talk with Evil Jay.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on that one.
He's the bass player for OTEP.
He used to be. That was back when OTEP's music was like awesome, good. Like always being played on the radio and stuff. Like now it's like, if you hear like that, she did that awesome cover, like Royals or whatever. But back when she was like in her prime, like Ozfest days, Evil J was like just an awesome, awesome bassist.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your song With You that we're going to play tonight, do kind of a VH1 Storytellers, and tell me about the lyrics or about how it was recorded, or maybe you have a story about one time when you were playing it somewhere and something happened. Just, you know, enlighten us a little bit.
We recorded it through an old tape deck. With a Fisher Price mic.
Did you use the Fisher Price record player as backing
yeah.
tracks?
Yeah, the one with
plastic
with
records.
The big, yeah, the one with the big googly eyes on it. And the buttons are different colors.
We actually recorded that song at Spider Studios in
Cleveland.
I think I might know why you picked that studio.
Why is that?
What are you saying?
I'm sure there was more than that to it, but
well, yeah, it originally went back. We played with Chimera at Altar Bar, I don't know, some years ago. It was on their last tour before they peaced out. And we found out that that's where they record. That's where Bleed the Sky records. That's where, like, all those guys record. So we're like, let's go check them out.
So we recorded With You there. And the song's pretty much, like, a song that everybody can enjoy. It's like being with somebody who makes you feel good and that you enjoy spending time with. And so you can like listen to that song and think of them.
Cool. So we're going to listen to With You by Demetis. And we're also going to listen to the track Junk by their label mates, FUBAR.
FUBAR.
And that label is DI Records. You can find them at DIRecordsPGH.com or on Facebook, DI Records. We'll listen to those two tracks and we'll be right back with Demetis.
Call
It's Bill. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 501 with Demetis. You just heard their song With You, and you also heard the song Junk by Fubar, the record mates on DI Records. It's DIRecordsPGH.com. We've talked a little bit about everything. Movies, bands, spiders. And if you haven't heard it, you're going to have to go back to the website, parockshow.com, and listen to it 24/7, 365, if you're listening on one of the radio stations. If you are not, you're probably already at one of at PA Rock Show. Click back. So let me think. Oh, this is one of my newer questions. Not a cliche one. If you could pick one album that you really, really, really like and erase it from your mind so that you could hear it again for the very first time, which album would you erase?
I would say the Freddy versus Jason soundtrack. That way I could have all of, like, just that whole soundtrack was amazing. It had, like, songs from all, like, the best metal and rock bands of the time. And whenever I first heard it, it was just, like, so mind-blowing with so many good songs. So I would totally love to erase it and then re-experience the amazingness again.
Yeah, I would probably go with Blood Simple's first album.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one.
Because that's, like, one of my all-time favorite CDs.
I'll probably stick with Hellbilly Deluxe from Rob Zombie. Yeah,
that's a classic.
Heck yeah.
I think I might have just came up with a new question. That doesn't happen as often as it used to. Okay, so you guys decide you're going to add a new band member.
Uh-oh.
And it can be any musician that you've ever come across, whether it's you listened to their album, you went to a show, or heard them on the radio, or they're in your scene, anybody. Who would you want to add to your band?
I would add Ryan Martini so I could play keyboards or something.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I would gladly give my spot to him.
Damn. That's a hard question.
See, you thought you did enough homework.
I know, right? Threw
a curveball.
I'm trying to think of a guitar player because it'd be nice to have like that second person to kind of like cover my ass whenever I f*** up on stage sometimes. Because like sometimes it's just like I'm the only guitar player up there and I'm doing vocals at the same time. And so I psych myself out and it'd be nice to have that second guitar player. So, I mean, I really like Killswitch Engage guitar player, like, is his name Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Adam. He's goofy, so I think he would fit perfectly in the band, and his riffs are so cool. So I'd take Adam from Killswitch Engage.
Anyone Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I'd probably choose Devin Townsend, but only if he had his hair cut the way he did in Strapping Young Lad.
Yes.
He was like bald on the top, but he had really long hair on the sides.
He had like a crazy bald mullet.
He looked like a maniac. But he's crazy talented. Like, the dude can sing, he can play guitar like a beast. I mean, I just want him to look crazy while he's doing it.
And he can scream, so he would be perfect. Like, scream and singing, like, heck, that would be cool.
Hey, so you set yourselves up for another question. Jessica. Uh-oh. So when you're on stage and you have that moment where you've messed up and you're really embarrassed, right? That's what I want to know about, except you can't tell me about a moment where you embarrassed yourself. We're going to find out about a moment where you did something and it embarrassed the other people in the band. So, Jessica, you can't tell me yours. You have to tell me either Brian or Ryan's.
So I gotta tell their mistakes.
Yes.
Woo. I got a lot, so this is gonna be everything's probably gonna be about me. Yeah, this one's probably all gonna be pointing at me, the bass player. Well, Jessica and Ryan will probably have two different stories about me.
So,
because there's more than two.
I'd say there's kind of three that are coming to mind. Like, I think to start out, like, from the beginning of the creation of a band, there was this one time when it was his Ibanez bass. Mm-hmm. It wasn't painted at the time, but there's this kid that went up to him and put him in a headlock.
While playing,
and it made him drop his bass to the ground. And next thing I know, like, they were both, like, Brian was on top of him, like in a fight with him. And I was just like, I kept playing, staring down at him, like, is this really happening? Is there really a fist fight going on right now? I was in awe. Like, I just kept going. I didn't know what to do. So that was definitely one of the moments. The second moment would be, So it's kind of going in order. Like, we were playing at a pavilion downtown Waynesville, Missouri. He was like standing on the pavilion or something, like under the gazebo, and then he like fell off because he was headbanging, so he lost his balance and he fell into the bushes, and he kept playing while he was in the bush.
He was laying in the bush on his back. And he kept playing. You know, he didn't skip. He didn't miss a single note. He just plopped right into the bush in front of all these people. I think we have that one on film. I think my dad has that one.
I think we have both of those things on film so far. Like, two of those things on film. I know for sure my dad has the videotape of him getting, like, him punching the kid that made him drop the bass. So
yeah.
I have that one.
I know my dad has a video of him falling into the bush.
And so the third one that comes up to memory of him is like whenever we were playing live and him and the sound guy got into it, like, and it was like a huge misunderstanding. It was just like they were going like back and forth, screaming match, like
in between songs,
not before or after
we played, like in between songs, like yelling at each other. Yeah, they were like going back and forth, just like yelling at like all the whole crowd. There's a decent amount of people at that show too, and they were all just like crickets. They were all just standing there staring, like
that was definitely awkward.
I felt the tension. It was like I was screaming inside. I was just like, oh my god, like I was just watching them go back and forth, and I was just like, I had to break it up. I was like, anyways, next song. It was just like, oh man.
That is not the person you want mad at you in the venue.
No, not at all.
I would normally say, like, if the sound guy is no good, then maybe go for it. But this guy was actually pretty good.
Yeah. He just didn't like think. Like I said, it was a huge misunderstanding. Like,
and
both.
He started.
And I'll. On both ends, like,
did he touch you? He's touching me.
He groped your tushy.
He was kind of grumpy from the get-go. Like, when we first got there, like, he was doing sound check and stuff like that. He was a little grumpy.
Well,
so, must have had a bad day. Guys. Like, I don't know. A lot of them are pretty grumpy, so, like, I don't know. It is what it is. Okay, so.
So he said I was going to hear two stories, and I got three out of one person.
Yeah.
They keep going. So,
there's probably more. But.
I'm going to tell one on Ryan, that like, my drummer. Like, I would say it was, like, whenever he had, like, I mean, it wasn't his fault or anything.
You're probably thinking the same one I'm thinking.
Was it when he got taken away in an ambulance?
Yeah.
He had an allergy attack, like,
on an outside show.
We were playing outside, and, like, there was so much pollen in Missouri, and he's just, like, allergic to grass, and so he just, like, got taken away in an ambulance. Wow. Like, as soon as we just got done, like, he stuck it through the whole show and, like, actually played all the way to the end. But as soon as he got done, he was, like, he dropped to his knees and he was just, he was just breathing really hard. And then, like, next thing you know, like, he was getting taken away in an ambulance. We were standing there, like, oh, shit, like, do we move his gear off the stage? Like,
I was going to say, clearly he's okay. What happened to his drums?
They melted. Like, so I have.
They really did.
Oh, they,
melt.
They really did melt.
Oh, they did.
I had this drum set, so I really wanted this Gretsch kit, and I bought it brand new. It was only a few months old, and the only black they offered was a wrap. They didn't come in like a lacquer, so I got the wrapped ones, and it was so hot that day that didn't help either. It was like 105 degrees or something stupid like that, and when I got to my drum set after, you know, getting home from the hospital and whatnot, the drums all were melted. The wraps actually melted. It just it looked like all my drums were made of plastic and they melted down to nothing.
Yeah,
Yep.
So not only was it embarrassing, but it was not a good day all around.
No. It actually turned out okay because the drum set looks way better now than it ever did brand new.
Oh. Yeah, we stained it.
Yeah, I stripped it all down, sanded all the glue off, sanded it super smooth, and I got this like clear purple stain and stained it.
I
so that purple drum
hospital.
Set that's like in our music videos and all that stuff, that's one that that's the one that melted.
Oh, and we did have fun at the the hospital afterwards. Like we all met up
there was like
to go see him.
I think there was like eight of us in this little room.
Yeah, a tiny little room.
And you know, it's like
I started ransacking the drawers and cabinets.
I pulled everything out of the cabinets, out of the drawers, and was just like, oh, like let's what's this? What's this?
Yeah, Gary found a diaper and he was wearing it on his head. He put the diaper on his head and like the nurses would come in and check on me, and like there's Gary with a diaper on his head and like all the stuff out of the drawers.
I had the pee pads all on the floor too.
Yeah. Yeah, they could definitely tell we were there. We did not leave that place spotless.
Those were our younger days.
We were like 25. I think we had just turned like 19 or 20. Like we were pretty young.
Now see, you guys put me in an awkward position because now I feel like I need to ask how old you are, but I also feel like I shouldn't ask that. See?
I don't care, but then, like, it's just, like, people, like they always, like, make it seem like you're old, even though, like, I honestly don't feel a day older than 18, but I'm 32, so.
Yeah, you're young. Is that the kind of the age range?
No,
well, she's the oldest.
Yes. I'm 31.
He says I'm the oldest, but he's like literally like
3 days.
3 days like younger than
me. Yeah. That means you're gonna be a whole year older than me.
For three days.
Okay. Every year I always thought like he always says he's gonna get me a walker and I was like, whatever. I'm like literally only 3 days older than you. You're gonna be like the same age like in 3 days.
A walker. I'm 11 years older than her.
I mean, they might have a 2-for-1 deal. When I buy her a walker, I could get you one.
Wait until you hear who gets edited completely out of this episode.
Yeah, we're all pretty much the same age. Brian's like a year younger than Jess and I.
If the three of you had to put together a band to manage that you couldn't play in, but you had to pick people from bands in the scene, who would you put together and what style of music would you want them to play?
All right.
You can go first.
Okay, so let's go. Let's try to do it in order of like
vocalist.
Okay, so let's start with vocalist.
Chris Lively. He's a vocalist from Shrouded in Neglect, but he's totally amazing on screaming. So
he's super cool. Like we hang out with him outside of band stuff.
Yeah, we go fishing with him. With him
and stuff. Dude, like, he's super cool, dude.
He's amazing. So I put him definitely on vocals and then make it a metal band.
Definitely have to be a metal band with Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all agree on that, so we're going to move on.
Guitarist.
Tim Taylor? Like he's...
Yes.
Tim Curry?
No.
Tim Taylor.
That guy plays the bad guy in every movie. Yes.
That will be our first guitarist.
Tim Taylor, yeah. He's... what band was it? the original band. We used to play with them.
He used to be
Arcane Awakening. Yeah.
But I would definitely have him on guitars.
And then another guitarist we would choose is a guy named Steve.
Steve Margera.
Yeah, we call him Steve Margera. But...
He's Bam Margera's twin. You just don't ever hear about him on the show.
Yeah.
But he's Steve. He's the guitar player from Reign of Z. And so we call him Steve Margera. Like, as you said, he looks
Berg?
Like Bam.
Is that his last name? Berg? Steve Berg? Do I have that right?
I think so, yeah.
We just call him Margera, like the Western Margera, like PA's Western Margera.
Yeah, he's the... There was one show we played with him where, like, I swear to God, like, if you caught him out of the side glimpse, you'd be like, "What the hell is Bam doing here?" But he doesn't always look like him. I'm not saying, like, I've just seen him too many times where he did look like him. But yeah, from the time that we met him, we were just like, Steve Margera. And I think he gets it too. He's told people that he gets told all the time he looks like Bam.
Sometimes he even goes along with it.
Yeah.
So he would definitely be the other guitarist.
He's so cool. He's so cool. He's fun. And he's a really good guitarist. I mean, that's the most important part. We don't want to put any crappy musicians in.
Nope.
But we want him to be really good and really fun.
So who's going to be the bass player?
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is that noise?
I was just rocking something on the table.
That's how we think. We gotta make music to make our brains work.
Well, you don't know it, but I just gave you that teacher look. Or maybe you do. Did you feel it?
Yeah, I just felt it.
I just felt it too.
Yeah.
Like, yes, teacher, we're on it. What about
that's hard.
What about Paul?
Paul.
I forgot about him. Yeah, we'll go with Paul.
Yeah, he and Tim actually both used to be in Arcane Awakening. I don't know if they're still in contact with one another, but
Paul, his name cool, like so. Paul Dodd. So that's like he's
one of those weird bass players that plays a six string
guitar.
So it's just a giant guitar
with big fat strings.
It's a really nice custom one, but yeah, it's just a giant guitar.
We're gonna
Paul, if you're listening, you're a guitarist.
It makes it worse that he plays with a pick.
Oh, Paul!
He plays it like a guitar.
Put that pick down!
Was that Schwarzenegger there?
Instead of put the cookie down, put the pick down.
Right, so drummer, right?
Drummer
or keys? Are you gonna have a keyboardist?
Dylan Wood.
Dylan Wood, yeah. He's not in a band, but he's like he used to be in New Medicine. They're huge, like big touring band. I'm talking playing arenas and crap. They kind of stopped because the vocalist decided to go country. Dylan and his brother were both in that band, and Dylan's out here now, and now he's like a studio drummer. I don't want to like downplay it. Like he's like a drummer
for hire.
He went on tour with that
Black Bear.
I
don't know.
Yeah. White Bear.
Black Bear.
Some rapper.
Black Bear.
He just got hired for their Australian tour, and he went and did that
for a couple weeks.
He's just an insanely good drummer. He's really cool. And yeah, the Woods, Ryan and Dylan are definitely a couple of our favorites. So, you know, if Dylan's in the band, then Ryan will always be around too.
And their dad wrote the Steeler song.
Yeah, yeah, he did. Yeah.
The Here We Go song?
Yes.
Yeah. And if you watch the Here We Go music video, Dylan's the drummer in that. And then Ryan is a bass player.
Yeah, he's playing the bass in that video.
Yeah.
So maybe we could even throw him on bass if Paul doesn't want to be.
Yeah, if Paul doesn't want to put that pick down, if he doesn't want to put it down.
If I played Demetis backwards, what would I hear?
Ooh,
some farting and nails.
I knew that was gonna
some nails.
I was just gonna say farting.
Dragging down the chalkboard.
Yeah, nails on.
See,
chalkboard.
See, you guys are sixth grade boys.
Maybe a balloon noise popping. I don't know.
Yeah, And I think Jessica's vocals would probably end up sounding like Krusty the Clown. Something like that. Yeah. I don't think there's any messages if you play it backwards, but I think that's the kind of music you'd hear.
Now we gotta try it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to play our songs backwards and see what happens.
It's really, really easy to do.
I actually thought of the farting thing because one time when we were trying to record like a scratch track, like to send to Ryan Wood for just a sample for whenever we were gonna record, these guys were making freaking fart noises every 2 seconds, like in the scratch track, and I was just like, that's why I say like it'd totally be like fart noises if you played us backwards.
Okay.
I forgot all about that.
I remember Brian and I sat there in our studio for like hours just making the weirdest noises and like putting effects on them and stuff.
Slow-mo'd it.
Like. Yeah, put it in slow-mo. We had some weird farts and some yells and stuff. It was the most beautiful thing you've ever heard.
We were talking into like fans.
Yeah.
Natural reverb.
Where can my listeners find you online, find your music? And do you have any upcoming shows? It's a two-part question, but they should both be pretty easy.
You can find everything about us at our website, dematus.com.
Go ahead and spell that.
dematus.com.
Okay.
Yeah, it has the links to all of our stuff, all of our social medias, and all of our music videos. All like 10,000 music videos, however many it is that we have now.
But we have our next upcoming show is March 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's Friday the 13th. And it's at Brandy's basement, not literally in some stranger's basement. It's this venue called Brandy's Basement in Irwin, PA. And there's going to be like vendors, special effects makeup artists there, other bands.
Suspension art performances.
Yeah, but definitely everybody should check out our music videos on YouTube. Like, we have a decent amount that you could kind of like binge watch it for at least
a couple hours.
I would say a couple hours. Not a couple hours yet.
we have quite a few videos in the works that'll rack it up to a couple hours.
Yeah. That's like my goal is to have so many.
That's the most fun. Like, we love filming music videos. It's just so much fun getting everyone together and actually getting actors involved.
And we laugh the whole time. Like, it's just like, it's so great. Yeah, Brian's not allowed to be there because he's trouble.
I have to film my bass part and then I have to leave.
Yeah,
we insert him with CGI.
Yeah.
He's Princess Leia?
Yes.
I have to babysit.
He's like the hologram.
So who records your videos for you?
We have quite a few through Camera Head. His name's Ian. He's awesome. He's really good with like live action skateboard filmography and stuff. He's done a few of our videos. Like, he did our With You video, and then pretty much everything after With You. The next
he did
few,
somewhere.
We did.
He did somewhere too.
Oh yeah, he did Somewhere. Yeah. Okay, so Somewhere was the last video he did. And then the next
Trigger
video after that, we had Ryan Wood do our next two videos. He's the guy that owns the studio we record at.
Which is Audio Bridge Studios.
Yeah, Audio Bridge Studios. And he's awesome videographer, awesome with editing, and just he's a lot of fun. It's where, like, we literally, I don't remember filming anything. I just remember laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's definitely fun.
It's great to meet like people that we like click with, like, and we just like laugh it, but like we feed off of each other's like energy. So we like, you know, throw out an idea and then they come back with a better idea, and then you throw out an idea over that idea and you just keep building each other up. Like, it's great.
Well, you know, the goal is to have fun with it, right?
Oh
yeah.
That's why we still do it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's why I'm on episode 501.
That's awesome.
It's definitely not because my wife likes me doing it. Okay, so I think that I'm probably going to let you guys go.
Cool.
I mean, I'm going to pare this down to somewhere between like 30 and 35 minutes.
Yeah.
But we've been talking for a little over an hour. But I do want to mention the upcoming shows on the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Awesome.
And as soon as there it is. So on the 14th, we have Stone Cold Killer. On the 21st, we have Black Ridge. On the 28th, Identity X. On March 6th, it'll be The Rust Project. On the 13th of March, it'll be A Common Crown. And we're going to talk to Jesse from Filthy Media, or Filthy Music, on the 20th. And that's what's scheduled so far. Have you guys played with The Common Crown?
Yes, I freaking love them. They were so nice. Like, I love meeting bands that are just really supportive and like just super loving and welcoming us.
I have a plan for that episode. It's going to be a little different if it works out.
That's cool.
This has been episode number 501 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And make sure you check us out each and every Friday on PARockShow.com and on all of our affiliate stations.
Just as well as